Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in on game day to hear him 3 hours before kickoff and immediately following the final whistle. Here's the new pregame and postgame host for the Chiefs Radio Network.
Kansas City wins the game!
Joshua Briscoe.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Joshua Briscoe. Briscoe, how you doing today, my man?
I'm excellent, and I was just telling Rob something that I'll tell you that will change my reputation forever. My main goal today is to get my chainsaw out, chop up a dead tree in my backyard. I started a little fire a few minutes back. I am really moving like an outdoorsman today against all odds.
I like hearing that. Right now, we're happy to be joined by Joshua Briscoe of the Chiefs Radio Network. So, Briscoe, let's say that you were going to Home Depot. Let's say that you forgot something. So you were walking into Home Depot. Somebody recognized you and say, hey, you're that guy that covers the Chiefs. And they come up to you and they ask how the Chiefs lost or why the Chiefs lost on Sunday. What would your answer be?
Man, it would probably be a long, frustrated sigh and then something about the offense. I mean, I do think that's the place where you begin, where you say, hey, look, the offense had the kind of opportunities that you've always wanted this Chiefs offense to get all the way to the very end of the game, and they couldn't take advantage of any of those. It was a bad day to have a bad game for Rashee Rice. It was a bad day to miss a couple throws for Patrick Mahomes. The offense doesn't seem to have a real solid identity right now. I thought some of the stuff Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes said in their pressers today was interesting, but it's a combination of a lot of those factors. And before we parted our ways, I would remind them, hey, a lot of those underlying stats this year are still very, very good. In a lot of ways, this is a better offense than the one that was out there last year, but the results are the thing that matters, especially when you're 5-5.
The thing that is the most telling to me about this is, and I understand that last year the Chiefs were 11-0 in these one score scenarios, and that is not a sustainable model. But if you think right. about all of these games, it's really been mistakes in money time that have kind of done them in. Yep. It's been a bobbled interception. It's been a red zone interception. It's been a blocked extra point. It's been one or two mistakes in the final 5 minutes of the game that have really done the Chiefs in. And that used to be their calling card. That was their MO for the last 5 years.
Right. And that's the part of it that is so hard to kind of put my finger on, because you're right. When it works, it's clutch. And when it doesn't work, it's unlucky. It's like, well, that can't be entirely true. Right. And some of those examples are ones that you forget about halfway through the next week, of having 2nd and 2 that turns into 3rd and 3 in a no-shot throwaway, or getting to the 2-yard line with Kareem Hunt, but getting an illegal formation penalty that moves you back to the 22. It's effectively a 20-yard penalty because of a 15-yard gain that you lost. So all of those things compounding, yes, 100%. I think that is the biggest reason for 5-5. And the defense has had their share of those, right? For Justin Herbert to Trevor Lawrence and ups and downs against Buffalo. And the defense even had a moment to make yet another stop against Denver, and obviously couldn't do it on 3rd and 15. But the real question is, I think what you're getting at, why is the offense struggling in those moments this year where they were so, so good last year? And I do think some of it is just a fine margin between winning and losing. Some of it is one play getting made or one ball not getting caught. All of a sudden that happens twice. And if this team was 7-3, we'd be talking about them totally differently, but they'd be 7-3 on one or two plays going different ways. And let's make it the Jags and the Broncos games. Let's say they hit Xavier Worthy deep downfield in the opening drive. That's not even a crunch time moment, but that's a chance for the Chiefs to have the Broncos playing catch up from the very beginning of that game. you have one or two of those balls fall differently, and the season feels totally, totally different. I know it's not satisfying at all, but that really is what the NFL looks like right now. The whole league is that. I don't think the Patriots or the Broncos are 4 or 5 games better than the Chiefs or the Ravens, but that's how it shook out so far.
I mean, I'll take it one step further. I mean, if this team misses the postseason, it's going to be an extra difficult scenario because you're going to have not been better than the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, there aren't that many possible teams that can end up taking the playoff spot away from them. Let's say that Buffalo is going to end up being the 5 seed, but it's going to be a combination of the Chargers, Jacksonville, I guess you could say Pittsburgh or Baltimore, depending on who wins the division, or the Houston Texans. I feel very confident in saying that the Chiefs are better than at least 3 of those teams.
I would agree with you on that, and it's why I still think from 5-5, I still think they're going to end up in the playoffs. And then hilariously, like, the 7 seed Chiefs are going to be the story of the postseason of that first weekend if they do get to be. Oh, man, what tough drop for the Chiefs, first time in a long time. And now you host Patrick Mahomes in the first round of the playoffs, if it's just, you know, how it stands today. So I do think that that's the right way to look at it. But, like, the Jaguars are insane to me, insanely frustrating to try to make heads or tails out of, because the Jags have this huge win over the Chiefs on Monday Night Football in Jacksonville. Then they do not win another game until they go to the Raiders and beat them by one single point in overtime, right? Then they lose to the Texans, another team that's right there in the AFC wildcard race. The Jags lose that divisional game to Houston, and then they trounce the Chargers last week. So, like, what's the lesson there? Is the lesson that the Jags are, like, they would be the second best team in the AFC West? Or is the lesson that they are up and down like everybody? And I think it's more the latter, where, and man, if I was a Chargers fan, I'd be losing my mind even more than usual, where just they're a different team without their starting tackles. And this was a season where the AFC West was open for competition. And I don't know that the Chargers are going to be able to get to the finish line without having those bookends that they built so much of their offense around. And I believe that, and I'm telling you that, right after this game against the Jags that just went, like, absolutely bizarre. So I don't know, maybe I'm being a little overreactionary this week, but that's the nature of the league right now. I think there are 3 teams who feel comfortable where they're at in the AFC. It's the Broncos, Patriots, and Colts, and I don't know what year it is anymore.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe with the Chiefs Radio Network. I understand that the answer is some semblance of both, but are you more frustrated right now with Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess that's a good question, because they are united. I'm not that frustrated with Mahomes. I'm disappointed with the misses on the deep shots. And obviously when he's pressing and he throws interceptions like that, it is frustrating. But I think I'm probably going to give Reed the angle on that, because of the fact that this is what it looked like out of the bye. Like, I really felt good about the opportunity that, hey, you know, the first 9 games, like, this wasn't the version of the offense you wanted to see against Buffalo, obviously, but they have a chance to retool some things and come out a little bit fresher this week. And obviously nothing was fresher about what they did offensively against the Broncos. But again, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, because if Mahomes hits that deep shot, we say, hey, during the week, they decided they're going to challenge the Broncos deep. They're going to get Riley Moss on penalties. And if you strike on a couple of those, you win the game. And that probably would have been the case. So I understand that it is absolutely hand in hand. When the offense is good, they're both gods. When the offense is struggling, we're frustrated with the coach and the quarterback. But I do wish this offense had something a little bit more identifiable about it right now. I wish they had leaned on the under center run game and made a harder pivot into that for the Broncos game. We've been talking about that since like week four, I think. So I guess because it is in my mind, like it's Andy Reid's offense, he talks about 51% of the vote. I guess I'll give him 51% of the frustration there, because when they're doing well, he gets 51% of the credit.
Yeah, I would probably say my answer is maybe a little bit more on Patrick Mahomes than it is with Andy Reid. I think the two biggest plays so far this season for the Kansas City Chiefs have been the interception against the Jacksonville Jaguars and the interception against the Broncos, where if you could just change two plays for this team, they're in first place in their division, and we're talking about them like they're the best team in the National Football League. And we have done this for the last 5 years, where we have just constantly compared their quarterback to Tom Brady. Tom Brady, Tom Brady, he's the next Brady. Man, I don't know if Tom Brady loses that game last week the way the Kansas City did. And I know one thing is 5-5 with this team, knowing what they're up against, Tom Brady would find a way to get this team to the postseason. So I made this point yesterday. Man, the person who's going to have to wear this if they don't make the postseason is going to be their quarterback. He has been healthy all season, and they have done almost everything offensively that you need to do to support your quarterback. They went out and got him a left tackle. They spent a first-round pick on a wide receiver, a second-round pick on a wide receiver. Kelsey's having a bounce-back year. I know their run game is not ideal. There is enough talent there where you can be one of the top seven teams in the AFC.
And if I was going to play devil's advocate to that, and I don't know if I disagree with any of that, but I'll tell you what, Mahomes will be the guy that wears whatever happens here, just because he was wearing the Super Bowl on Twitter all offseason, and that was unfair. Or I guess he was wearing that he had fallen off somehow because of the bad Super Bowl, which I think obviously ages ridiculously. I guess I would also angle with the improvements on the offensive line, with the depth at wide receiver, with the fact that this is a better group through and through, and more talent on the depth chart than there was at this time last year. I would also ask, I guess, just why the offense has still felt so hit or miss, so hit a big play or struggle to get a first down, which obviously would reflect back to the offensive play caller and the structure of it all. So I think if Mahomes hits a couple of those passes, we're not talking about being frustrated with Andy Reid. If the offense is moving a little bit more smoothly, we're not talking about being frustrated with Patrick Mahomes. And I really do think, I know it's kind of a cop-out in a sports talk radio format, but like those two guys are so totally married together in what this offense can be. It's always going to be Reed's design and Mahomes' execution, and I think it'd be reasonable to say that neither one of those parties are happy with their own efforts this year.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe for a couple of more minutes here. Briscoe, who do you consider to be the favorite in the AFC?
It's a great question, that it's also the reason that I keep my optimism for where the Chiefs can go from here, because I kind of want to make it Buffalo. Like, I know they're in that 5 seed right now, and that's not really with a lack of belief in the Patriots, but it's so hard for me to envision the AFC Championship game ending with the Broncos or the Patriots or the Colts. And maybe this is Bo Nix or Drake May or Daniel Jones hoisting the Lamar Hunt trophy. And I buy what Drake May, the path that he is on. Like, I think that's legitimate. And I think all three of those teams have done legit things. I don't think that any of them are totally, totally fraudulent. But I don't know that I can tell you that it's a team that's completely new to that stage that deserves to be the favorite right now. So I kind of want to say Buffalo, and I watched them lose to the Miami Dolphins 2 weeks ago. So like, I understand that everybody's going to have one of those marks on their resume, but that's the direction I lean in right now. God, the Bills lost to the Falcons a few weeks back, too. I mean, truly absurd stuff, but I think I'll lean Buffalo.
Right now, we're talking to Briscoe for a couple more minutes here. It is interesting when you look at FanDuel and you look at DraftKings and you look at the gambling sites. Man, the public has not really wavered on Kansas City. They are still minus 220 to make the playoffs. They are a 4.5-point favorite at home against maybe the best team in the AFC. Like, the public, I think, is pretty clearly taking a stance. We are going to believe in Kansas City. We are going to bet Kansas City until you give us every single piece of evidence not to do so. It has been interesting, as I would say, at least up and down, the feeling locally has been just that when it comes to the Chiefs. That's not really been the case, at least nationally, or when it comes to the sports book and how the Chiefs are being perceived.
Right. And I think that's because here we are living and dying, not just every week, but I mean, every snap, every drive is an indictment on what's gone wrong or an explanation of why they're going to be in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the fan experience. And that's the up close, even just in media, that's the up close paying attention to every single step along the way. That's the experience that we sign up for, and it lets us pay more attention to the details, but it makes it a little harder for us to zoom out and kind of reevaluate what we're seeing. I think it makes total sense. The rest of the NFL world has finally learned the lesson this year that we've warned them about in years past, where it's like, yeah, I'm gonna count the Chiefs out before Thanksgiving. Sure, guys, I was born yesterday. I mean, that really has been the lesson of so many of these seasons with Reed and Mahomes and obviously Kelce, Chris Jones, Spags, spread the credit how you want. You can see some of those moments where they slip up and you go, I don't know, this is the year that Patrick Mahomes isn't going to make it to the AFC Championship game for the first time as a starter. And then every single time, that's obviously been proven wrong. So I actually think it makes a lot of sense for the national angle to have a stickier view of where the Chiefs are at while we're here kind of riding this roller coaster on a week-to-week basis, while I think almost the entire league is riding that roller coaster on a week-to-week basis. And I'd be there with them, honestly. If you said, hey, again, like, who are your most likely teams to be in the AFC Championship game? The Chiefs aren't one. They don't deserve to be the favorites right now. I don't know that they're two. Maybe they're right around there. But you're not talking me into the Aaron Rodgers Steelers being more dangerous in the postseason. I don't think Trevor Lawrence and the Jags is realistic. So I understand entirely. Well, you'd say, yeah, I've learned my lesson here. This isn't a great Chiefs team right now, but those underlying metrics that do show more successes are encouraging. The weird end of game, crunch time, clutch stuff, that's an outlier as opposed to how they've handled those moments in years past. I think it makes total sense to remain a believer in where this team can go if they get into the dance. The bizarre thing now, of course, from us up close, is how they've gotten to 5-5 and what the path is to actually make the playoffs, which I still think, again, if they do, the entire national story that week is going to be, man, the Chiefs are traveling to whoever the 2 seed is. What a challenge. Maybe it's a rematch of the Colts. Maybe it's getting perhaps a rivalry kicked off with Drake May and Mike Vrabel and the Patriots. But I think the Chiefs deserve, off of their reputation over these last several years, I think the Chiefs deserve the spot they're in the books.
That is our guy, Joshua Briscoe, joining us on the show today. Be sure to check him out on the Chiefs Radio Network. Briscoe, appreciate you.
Always good to talk to you. Can you tell that I was patting blood off my leg this entire segment? I need to have somebody else come cut these logs for me. I can't be trusted.
That is our guy, Joshua Briscoe, joining us on the show today. Handyman. What was that from Home Improvement? Tim the Tool Man. That's who Joshua Briscoe is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.